You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome back to MLB.com Extras, the Washington Nationals edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Bill Ladson. And look, Bill, here we are in Nashville. It's winter meetings. We know that the Nationals were looking at maybe changing the composition of that bullpen. We know that Chapman's out. We know that O'Day is out. Those were some of the primary targets. What does that mean now for some of the trade talk with Drew Storen or Jonathan Papelbon and that kind of stuff?
Well, let's start off with this. The Nationals needed a makeover big time because they didn't have a bullpen last year, especially during the second half. And now they have to go to plan B. I mean, there's talk of maybe them going after Andrew Miller or the Yankees. They're going to have to look at their minor league system to see if anyone's ready to take over the minor leagues. You have Felipe Rivero, who was a lefty, who was a closer towards the end of the year. I don't know if he's going to be the guy this year. You also have Blake Treinen. Now, Blake Treinen has been up and down. He can't get the left-handed hitters out. So it really depends. I mean, it's hard to say what's going to happen. But as of right now, it's going to be hard for the Nationals to be contenders if they do not improve their bullpen.
You know, last year at this time, Nationals were the prohibitive favorite to win the World Series right. With the great rotation that they had put
Correct.
Together. Now here we are talking about how, I mean, they've got to figure out something for this bullpen or what chance do they have in this division. But, we go back to, okay, you can't get Chapman, you can't get O'Day. And I know they talk about trading Drew Storen. Do they have to trade Drew Storen? Couldn't he be the guy?
They don't have to, but you got to keep in mind, they left three messages for Drew Storen that he couldn't close. Like when he had his elbow injury, Clippard was the guy. After he lost the NLDS against the Cardinals, the Nationals picked up Rafael Soriano, and then Storen was having a great year, and all of a sudden you're saying we need Jonathan Papelbon. So they don't have to. He won't be a free agent for a couple of years, but it's the message you're leaving him. You're not good as a closer. So yes, he wants to change the scenery. He needs a change of scenery. So yes, they are going to try to trade him.
Okay, so there's enough damage done there that
yes,
he has to
no
go.
Question.
And, but he does bring a lot of value too, right?
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
And there are going to be some suitors out there. We're seeing this market's hot.
Yes, no question about it. There are teams like the Astros, for example. They will consider Drew Storen. But, you know, it depends on who the Nationals want in return. I mean, knowing Mike Rizzo, he wants a lot in return. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
All right, well, Rizzo also has another challenge on his hands. He's not getting rid of Papelbon, right? I mean, that would be a near impossibility.
It's going to be hard, but you got to remember, too, Papelbon filed a grievance against the Nationals for not getting paid the last four games of the season because of his suspension. So it's going to be hard, and I can't help but think I've been told they are trying to trade Papelbon. There's no question. But, again, what does Rizzo want in return? You need a lot in return. Your minor league system isn't what it used to be. So you know you're not going to get top prospects for either player, but it really depends.
So that puts a lot of pressure now on the Andrew Miller concept.
Yes.
Outside of Andrew Miller, I mean, I don't know if you can really go into a season, especially with the expectations in the Capitol, of not really having that lockdown guy, can you? Knowing who it is?
Well, you know what? If you don't, I know they're going to try Felipe Rivero. Rivero did a great job. I mean, yes, it's like a week he did this. But still, you got to make things happen, and I know Mike Rizzo will.
Okay, well, they have some other concerns or other needs as well, and they have some other, other chips they might be able to deal. A guy like Yunel Escobar
yes.
could be expendable, and he might be able to bring some return.
Well, he is a guy who doesn't have a position right now because Anthony Rendon is going back to third. And I really don't think Yunel Escobar has the range to make great plays anymore at short or second. So I think you don't have a choice. And to me, I think Rendon going back to third is a good thing. And because Yunel Escobar wasn't that good defensively. So now maybe you can get someone good in a good trade to get, you know, when I'm talking about Yunel Escobar. So hopefully, they can get the player they want for Escobar. It's going to be more than Escobar to get that trade, but we'll see what happens.
Ben Zobrist is out there, and I the Nationals
yes.
are one of 15 to 20 teams that are tripping over themselves to get to him. Mm-hmm. Now that, let's face it, the closer situation is kind of dried up to some extent for the Nationals, might they become a little more aggressive in the Zobrist sweepstakes?
Oh, no question about it. I mean, the question I have is, Zobrist is 35 and he wants a four-year deal. Will he have enough skills by the time he turns 39? And the thing is, I think it's yes, because he has a high on-base percentage. He can play more than one position. He can play every position with the exception of pitcher and catcher. So wherever you put him is going to be a luxury. You need him more at second base than any place else. So yes, Zobrist, you got to go hard on him. Then you have Danny Espinosa, too. You can't forget that. He's a gold glover. He really is a gold glover at short and second. The thing is, he has to improve hitting-wise. And if he can do that, the Nationals will be in great shape.
I was going to say, the Danny Espinosa thing is, we've been doing this for several years now.
I mean, yes.
It's either got to take or not.
Well, the thing is, he's improved. He showed some improvement hitting-wise, but not consistent. He still strikes out a lot. But you can't take away the defense. That's why the Nationals have not traded him, because the guy's unbelievable at both short and second. Even at third. I mean, the guy played the entire infield, all infield positions, and he was great. He was even great in the outfield. So that's another reason you can't get rid of him.
Dusty Baker, new manager of this ball club. Dusty's, you know, history is intriguing at worst to me. I mean, it's an amazing.
Right.
Went into San Francisco, turned that franchise around, got them to a World Series, took the Cubs back to the playoffs, then went to Cincinnati and got them into the postseason as well. He's had an incredible run that way. What are the expectations in D.C.?
The expectations are high. And Dusty Baker has made it high because he feels it's his best chance to go to the World Series. He's even told me that. And he feels it's the best team he's ever managed on paper. I mean, that's big to say, considering he had Barry Bonds and Jeff Kent in San Francisco. He has some great players, so we have to wait and see. Now, he can handle a bullpen. He's proven that. But I have to take a wait-and-see approach because, you know, this team is flawed right now until they make the trades.
Looking at that lineup, you can argue a need for maybe a little more left-hand help there.
No doubt.
Is there somebody out there that they might be targeting?
A guy like Parra, who was with the Orioles and Brewers recently, he could be the guy who could platoon with Michael Taylor in center field. He's a great defender as well. You just never know at this time what could happen, and they also need a leadoff hitter too. But if you don't get your leadoff hitter, you have Jason Worth. Jason Worth is a great leadoff hitter. But I don't think he wants to lead off 462 games. So, you know, we'll see what happens. And Bryce Harper needs help. He needs protection. And you need a lot of people who needs to be healthy as well.
Boy, so much is right for this team. And yet, so many big question marks at these winter meetings. Bill, I suspect you're going to be very busy.
Yes, I am.
There you go, Bill Ladson, MLB.com Extras, the Washington Nationals edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.